My own view is that all of these strikes form absolutely part of a pre-prepared plan for strikes on Kiev. I believe these strikes will steadily build up in intensity over the next few months, that they're very closely coordinated with the situation on the ground, the movements of Russian forces on the ground. And I also believe, as I've said many times, that sooner or later and eventually the Oreshnik indeed will be used to attack the command systems and command positions, including the underground bunkers in Kiev itself, and probably Kharkov and Dnipro as well. So anyway, that's my own view about this attack.